WTH.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Now later for moose soup.
No moose soup.
This week, WTH stands for, where the hell is Jason?
It's putting his daughter to bed. You know what? I know where Jason is. Just had to break that one out. I mean, to be fair, he's like, I can't leave my wife alone with my two children.
Who knows what she'll do?
I mean, she was able to take the two of them to Drag Queen Story Hour at the public library all by herself.
Yeah.
She was. I mean, she's a very capable woman.
She is. She's tiny but mighty.
I think he might be underestimating the power of his wife.
Tiny but mighty.
Just saying. You know what you got to do when this comes up?
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, if you don't do that, then all bets are off. Alrighty, coming up on the show today, Ric Flair is going to live forever.
Yay.
It's official. A principal was a little bit of wandering away during a school trip. And we have Jason's new swimwear. Sadly, he's not here to model it for us. But we'll get to all of that coming up today. So we are a little over a week after the Sacramento Podcast Festival at this point, and the show that we did live there at Stab Comedy Theater is going to be dropped on Wednesday. Okay. So anybody who couldn't make it out, which is literally everyone else listening, because we had a small but mighty crowd there. We will we'll put that out. They all enjoyed the show. So hopefully I haven't listened to the sound quality of it. I might have drifted off mic a little bit in parts of it.
Yeah, I tried to stay close because of what he said at the beginning.
I was too, but I was going off to the side, and I'm like, at one point I'm like, all of a sudden my voice came back on the loudspeaker, and I'm like, oh shit, was I off mic?
Yeah.
So it'll be fine. You'll be able to follow the show fine. But we're going to put that out next Wednesday for you, so everybody will be able to take a listen to that. And if you're in Sacramento, check out the Stab Comedy Theater. They've got improv. They've got stand up. They've got the several live podcasts, and they're right down on Broadway between 17th and 18th. So go say hi to Jesse and John. They've been in business there for a little over a year now. So congratulations, guys, on a successful first Sacramento Podcast Festival. We do appreciate being able to be a part of it. So it was pretty good. God, we're into the middle of June already. It's flying.
It feels like it. It's hot as shit outside.
Yeah. Well, we went from winter to summer.
Yeah.
There was no break here. And it was funny because as we're recording this, today we're recording this, a lot of my friends that live back east, specifically in Vermont, were posting about how it was cold and they didn't like it. And blah, 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 blah. And I just copied and pasted the forecast and said, greetings from California. Because I'm a dick that way. Although the 95 degrees would frighten the hell out of all of them because they don't understand that it's not humid. It's not a 95. It's not 95 and humid. It's just 95. And before I came here, I didn't really understand that it wasn't as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
Now there are people who live here and have lived here all their lives who will swear. They're like, oh my God, it's so hot. I can't deal with it. Man, 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 man. And I'm like, look, I acclimated pretty quickly after coming from a place that doesn't get that hot. So I don't know why you're complaining.
Yeah.
I also remember running into people and they're like, oh, I'm from the Bay Area. So this heat, I'm from the Bay Area, so the seat. And I'm like, well, how long have you been in Sacramento? 8 years.
Yeah, you should be used to it by now. Like all of my folks are dealing with 90 degree weather with 99% humidity. So all they're complaining about is how hot it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a huge difference. Like if you're in Vermont and it's like 85, it's unbearable. Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah.
And here it can be, you know, it's like 90 to 95 is great.
Yeah. Back there, your clothes are sticking to you, your head's sweating.
Yeah. Not fun.
Your balls are musty.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that can be anywhere if you don't have proper ventilation.
Yeah, but no, there is no proper ventilation back there.
No.
Like you walk out of the house and start sweating.
Yeah.
Like you take a shower, you go outside and you're like, why did I even take a shower?
Oh, it's the worst. And when the shower doesn't take.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm refreshed. I took a shower. And like you immediately start sweating again. I sympathize. I completely sympathize with all of you. But God, I love California.
Me too.
There's a lot about California that is a bit of a pain in the ass. The cost of stuff is a pain in the ass. The fact that registering a car is just like being raped without lube. every single year. But God damn, it's nice here.
Yeah.
I'm not going back.
My folks be like, are you moving back? Like, no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Like, what a silly question.
Yeah. It's like, look, I get enough of this place when I come back to visit. I don't want to move back. Totally get that. But so we got that. It's summertime. It's June. It's just so much craziness going on with everything. There's a construction everywhere. And if you drive around Sacramento, I've noticed Sacramento is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And the reason I notice this is if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, there were only a few of these 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, most of them were like 3 or 4 stories.
Yeah.
But these buildings that had retail on the bottom and apartments above them.
Yeah.
And literally now all over the city, they're popping up in Midtown and downtown and all over the place. And some of them are, you know, 10, 15 stories.
Yeah.
And the retail on the bottom. I mean, it's, if you thought Sacramento was a cow town, it's, there will not be, Bessie won't be roaming the streets much longer.
No. I went over to a friend's house on Saturday night and they built like brownstones across the street from Sac City.
Yeah.
Like 3-story houses. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. All over the place. The you're talking about that new development in Curtis Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they're putting in a Safeway over there and everything. And that's like away. This is popping up everywhere. And we do need housing. We desperately need housing around the area. But the Sacramento that I moved to in 2007, and, you know, it's, God, I've been here 12 years, but it's gone by in a blink of an eye, but it's changed a ton.
Oh, bro, I got here in 1994.
Right.
There was the only thing at Arco Arena was fields, like rice fields.
Right.
And all of that shit is new home, you know, or they're not new now, but all of that are communities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They built them all up. They may move the zoo out there.
Yeah. They weren't even allowed to build out there.
Well, it's a floodplain.
Yeah.
It's a floodplain. Thankfully, they've improved the levees out there, but that's neither here nor there. But the real thing, and for everybody who sits there who says building an arena doesn't do anything for your city, I call bullshit.
Yeah.
Because everything, literally everything that is sprouted up around downtown, Midtown Sacramento, in the surrounding neighborhoods has popped up since they announced they were building the Golden One Center.
Yeah.
And it has, since it's opened, it's been on speed. Yeah. It's just been on speed. And it's going to be, I mean, it's not going to be San Francisco. No. It's just not. I mean, the center of the city is set up the way it is, and you've got government as the center of everything. But and it's not going to be LA because it's not going well. Who knows? It might be LA.
Yeah,
because the way, you know, Roseville, Folsom, as everything fills in between from Sacramento out to Roseville and Sacramento out to Folsom and that whole area. I mean, this could be a huge sprawling area. There's nothing. The only thing that, that is there to stop us is the wetlands between that are just west of us. But yeah, you can go in almost any direction and all you've got is fields.
Yeah. Like in Roseville, they're building out Alpha Fitiment. Like that's going to be. That's like the next big development.
And that was middle of nowhere 2 years ago.
Bruh, I used to have to drive there. So when I first got out here, I worked at a receiver site. I was in the Air Force, but we worked at a receiver site out in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And when we would go to work on our shift, the only thing out there was fucking cows and mosquitoes mm-hmm. and rice fields. That's it.
And now it's white people as now far as the eye can see.
As far as
the
eye can see. Like I can't even, the I can't even... I can't even find the way we used to go to work.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because
it's they've built up so much out there.
It really, really is amazing. And I mean, a lot of that was people moved out of Sacramento proper.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to get out where they get the bigger house and blah, blah, blah. That's why you have all the white people out there. But all of the stuff around downtown, midtown, it's just, it's amazing how much has come up in 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, if the Kings could only win.
They're working on it.
Well, and great coaching hire. We couldn't have known there'd be a rape allegation coming.
Oh, my God.
Maybe interview a couple people. Vlade?
Man, like Monty Williams.
Such a mess.
Yeah.
Such a mess. And the Kings don't have a first-round draft pick.
No.
So
they have 3 second-round draft picks, but not a first-round draft
right.
pick.
So maybe they will. Maybe they'll bundle them and trade up. But, I mean, they're not working people. I mean, I've...
Man, whoever took over from Joff Petrie and whoever owned the Kings at that point should have their asses whooped.
It was the Maloofs.
Yeah.
The Maloofs. And they should. And by the way, if you think the Vegas Golden Knights are a great story and you love them, the hockey team, the Maloofs are part of that. Stop supporting them.
Man. Because they could have had Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Like, Petrie wanted to draft him. And instead, we drafted either Jimmer or somebody that's not even in the league anymore.
Jimmer!
Yeah. So we ended up, instead of drafting Giannis, we ended up drafting somebody that does not play in the NBA at all.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story of the Kings. They're just terrible.
And then had to trade that pick to get somebody to take Nick Stauskas out of off our hands. That's why we don't have a first round pick.
Yeah. Yeah. And Nick Stauskas is actually a serviceable NBA player.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make any, even in retrospect, that deal's stupid.
Yeah.
Everything is stupid, Kareem.
They wanted to draft a white boy, so they drafted two. They drafted Jimmer and they drafted Stauskas.
You know what? I think it's time for this.
And now it's time for the airing of the f***ing grievances.
It really is. Kareem, what's been bugging you?
They want it to be Utah West. Or is it? I guess it is Utah West.
We are west of Utah.
Yeah, there are a lot of Mormons here. there is.
Is that your grievance?
That's not my grievance.
Okay.
One of my best friends in the Air Force was Jack Mormon. what is my grievance today? Oh, shit. So I started watching new movie about the Central Park Five on Netflix.
I saw that. I haven't watched it, but I saw that there was one. Yeah.
So, and that was a case I've followed for years before they got released.
You and Donald Trump both.
But to watch that, the fucking prosecutor, it's fucking ridiculous. The whole concept of she didn't care that they were children, or actually she didn't even see them as children.
Right.
And there were cops that were not necessarily going along, or at first there were cops that weren't really, that were still kind of treating them like they were kids, until she came in and was like, no, these are fucking, we're not going to treat them with kid gloves. So wake them up and do such and such. And this is how you ended up with all these fucking false confessions. There was one kid, his mom was on oxygen. And so she came to the police station and she had to leave because she had to go get her medicine. And the cops took it as an opportunity to go interrogate a 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the police officers is like, hey, nah, he's 14. And it was like, no. Oh, it looks like it's snowing outside. Must be snowing outside. It was like, why? Because it's Christmas. Like, this is a fucking kid.
Yeah.
So, again, so fuck that prosecutor. I can't remember her name right now. She is up. She turned into a fucking author.
Oh, I've got some info on that when you're
done. Don't buy any of her books.
Her name is Linda Fairstein, and Twitter has been seeking a bit of justice on the boy's behalf, launching the hashtags Cancel Linda Fairstein and Boycott Simon Schuster. The latter is calling for one of her publishers to drop her as an author. And since the hashtags went viral, she's canceled all of her social media accounts.
She should. Don't go hide. Like, you did this shit. Like, you put little kids in prison and a couple of them ended up, one of them ended up in like in real prison.
Right.
You know, as a child in prison. You put a child in prison.
Weren't they charged as adults?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a murder, and you see that a lot where you get, because of the seriousness of the crime, you get teenagers that are charged as adults because the argument is they're doing adult crimes.
Yeah. And then one of the kids was like an honor student, and he was like, oh, the cop was like, oh, like, how old are you? And he was like 15. And he was like, oh, you're graduating, you're 15. And the other kid had to tell him, was like, yeah, he skipped grades because he's smart. And he was like, oh, so we're going to take you down. He's in the fucking, in a private school uniform.
Right.
And you just fucked up the kid, you know. Yeah. So fuck the NYPD. Fuck that prosecutor. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Rudy Giuliani. And I hope everybody sees all of, I hope all, every, like, white people, you need to watch this too.
Here's the other part of that. When, if you're not outraged because of the way these kids were treated, how about the fact that the person or persons who actually did this got away with it?
Yeah. And he was able to do it to more people before he got caught.
Yeah. How about that? How about that for outrage? Because they were so vigorous in prosecuting these kids without really getting to the bottom of stuff because they wanted a conviction, not real justice. The person who did it got away with it. And then there ended up being other victims.
Yes.
So if you're one of these people who are like, well, I don't give a shit about them, they were probably doing other shit anyway, fine. Look at it from that way. If you really have to. All right. My grievance this week is Jason. Just kidding. It would be easy because he's not here. But no, my grievance this week is I can't keep up with everything anymore.
Yeah.
And is it me getting old? I don't know if it's me getting older, if it's because I've got a wife. Is it because I have a 3-month-old in the house? Is it a combination of all of them? But there's so many things that I am interested in that I would love to be doing, that I would love to know more about, that I would love to have time for, that I just let slip by the wayside. And to the point where I go back and I'm like, ah, I wish I'd known about that.
Yeah.
And literally the only thing that doesn't fall into that category for me is professional wrestling. And I don't know why that is, but it is. That's the one thing that doesn't. Like, I used to follow hockey, like, adamantly. I knew all of the players that were being drafted. I knew the players in the league. I watched hockey all the time. And this wasn't like 15 years ago. This was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I knew everybody. Now, not a clue. Not a clue. Baseball, I love the Angels. I'm not sure where they're playing right now. Otherwise, I would know. Normally, I would know exactly where they were playing, what their record was, where the. But no, I don't. I don't, and I'm not happy about it. Now, call me an adult if you want. Say, well, it's about time you grew up and started caring about things that matter. But these things did matter to me, and they kind of still do.
Yeah.
It's just I have a log pile I have of stuff to deal with, and I don't. This is at the bottom of the log pile, and I never get to it. Except for professional wrestling. Just saying. But so that's my grievance. It's like, why can't I get to that anymore?
Yeah.
Right?
I understand that.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you know what would be great? Tomorrow night, SmackDown Live is coming to Sacramento.
You're not going?
As this airs. As of right now, no.
Wow.
As we're sitting here right now, no, I'm not. And there's a variety of reasons for that. And that may change, but the idea that there would be a WWE show a mile from my house that I wouldn't go to is inconceivable to me from 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Or me from 20 years ago. I mean, we drove an hour in a blinding snowstorm to Montreal to see WWE live. I can walk there in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not going.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, sure, it'll be on TV, but not the same. We may be recording that night, too. So,
okay.
But we'll get to all of that. Anyway, that's the airing of the grievances. And Jason. Jason's the other grievance. No, I'm just he's not here. So in New York State, they have a new law. They are now legally requiring changing tables in men's restroom because dads change diapers, too. Oh, yes, we do. Dads are parents. That means they change diapers. And because society hasn't quite caught up with modern parenting, it means a lot of men are forced to put their babies on floors, sinks, or countertops in public bathrooms. And because the men's room doesn't have a changing station. That's not in California. Most of them do. The ones that have, or at least that have been updated. They put them in. A lot of times they're in the handicap stall.
Yeah. One of the guys I interviewed for the project, he talks about that. Again, that was like 20 years ago. He used to take his daughter he was a single father pretty much.
Yeah.
So he would take his daughter to the mall and they would have to go to Nordstrom's for him to change her diaper because that would be where they had the changing table at.
Yeah. And you know, this is relatively new.
Yeah.
Now in the.
But you would think someplace like New York would be.
Well, there's a lot of parts of New York that aren't New York City.
Yeah, I know.
So as of now, the building code in New York requires all new builds or renovated buildings with public bathrooms to install safe and compliant changing tables that are available to both men and women. That's according to the Office of the Governor. Basically, if you're installing public bathrooms in your building, you're putting in at least one changing table that dads can use and find. There must be at least one changing table accessible to both genders per publicly accessible floor. Building owners, managers must post clear signs directing the public to the location of the nearest available changing table. In a lot of cases, it's going to translate to builders putting tables in both the men's and women's bathrooms and noting that on the door. It's a trend that's already popping up in several states as business owners try to get ahead of building codes and to just provide good service to their customers. Now, as I saw this, the photograph in the article is a black father changing his son's diaper, and he is clearly sitting. It looks like he's squatting against the wall in a handicapped bathroom.
Yeah.
And his son is over his lap. Now this kid looks like he's about 4 feet tall in this photo. So here's the other thing. Maybe potty train your kid before they're 4 feet tall. I mean, because later on in the article, it's like, does my kid look comfortable when I'm doing this? It's like, no, your kid looks way too big to be in diapers.
Okay, Jason, he's still a kid.
That kid's the size of Jason, at least in height. So that's what they have to do to get that done. And it really should be pretty much everywhere. Yeah, he's the guy is squatting and oh, it's his daughter. I'm told by the sandals and the toenail polish, but he's changing her diaper and he's balancing her on his lap as he's squatting, leaning against the wall. That is crazy. That's absolutely crazy to have to perform that feat that way. I don't even know how you do that. I don't even know how you get a dirty diaper off like that and a fresh one on. I mean, it's inconceivable. But it's now the law in New York, and hopefully people are doing that anyway. Because it's a lot of places they do like the family restroom, which has the changing table in it, which is nice because you're not having to change your kid out in the wide open as any perverts roaming by to take a leak.
Yeah.
just because of that. But anyway, new law in New York. So good for them and good for everybody else. Now, Ric Flair, I mentioned he's going to live forever. Well, maybe not, but he does have plans to live to 95. He's got a new pacemaker. Detailing the specifics of his recent health scare, he told TMZ Sports he underwent surgery to receive a pacemaker, and he now plans to live another 25 years. He's back home and feeling great, and he joined the guys on TMZ Sports to reflect on his week in the hospital. He says he went in to fix an issue with his heart and tells TMZ that he's confident the doctors fixed him just right by hooking him up with a new pacemaker. He said, "This is the fourth time I've been in 7 weeks. They finally figured out what type of pacemaker to put on me, which I found out just how important the operation of your heart is. You can't breathe if your heart's not working. In fact, Nate says if they weren't able to get rid of a blood clot, they were able to get rid of a blood clot he didn't even know he had. He stayed for 48 hours after surgery just to make sure, and they've been trying everything." And he showed off his new heart surgery scar. He said he finally got behind it and thinks he is good to go. So,
woo.
Yeah, good news. He said, "I feel great. The prognosis is I could live to be 95. He told TMZ more about his super famous friends who reached out to him during the hospital stint and described how much it meant to him to hear from them, including Hulk Hogan, Charles Barkley, Bruce Smith, and Darius Rucker. Even Offset hit him up on a video chat with Rick saying he FaceTimed me in the hospital. Then he sent out this ridiculous tweet, 'My friend isn't dead.'"
Thank God
Ric Flair isn't dead. When it happened, it was this big thing. It's like, oh, there's this health scare with Ric Flair. And then his son-in-law, Conrad Thompson, who does a ton of podcasts, came out on social media and said it was a planned thing. It's not, Rick's not dying right now. So I'm guessing TMZ got a thing that Ric Flair's here and there's something wrong with his heart.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he knew that. But anyway, so good news on the hopefully he doesn't do any more matches. I mean, because that's the worst thing when you start getting dudes that are that old to go, no, I can do one more.
Yeah,
I can do one more. And of course, you know, it's choreographed and all. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Leave your shirt on, Rick.
Yes. Especially when nobody needs to see that scar.
Right. Meanwhile, a Catholic principal has resigned after a strip club arrest while he was on a school sponsored field trip. Oopsie. A Catholic school principal from Louisiana has resigned from his job after he was arrested at a Washington, D.C. strip club on a school-sponsored trip early Friday. Michael Como, who was principal at Holy Family School near Baton Rouge, refused to pay his bill at Archibald's Gentlemen's Club.
Okay, if you're going to go to the strip club, do not draw attention to yourself. To the point that there will be a record that you were at the strip club.
I'm not paying this bill. This is entirely too much. Officers reportedly found the 47-year-old blocking a roadway outside and refusing to move. He was subsequently arrested on suspicion of public intoxication and possession of an open container, according to reports. At the time, Como was on a field trip with 7th and 8th graders.
Oh, my God. If you're going to do it, don't do other shit to bring attention to you.
The spokesman for the Catholic Diocese of Baton Rouge put out a statement saying the incident occurred when students on the trip were in their hotel rooms for the evening under the supervision of other chaperones. Mr. Como had been principal of Holy Family School for 5 years, and prior to that time had served in public education in the surrounding area. Unbelievable. 47-year-old Catholic school principal says, you know what? We're going on a field trip to DC. You know what I got to do? Strip club.
I'm going to go to Chocolate City, go to the strip club.
And again, if he would have just gone to the strip club, gotten his lap dances, maybe had a drink and taken a cab back to his hotel.
Yes. Pay your bill and leave quietly. He had to have been a white guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, Jason's new attire for the summer. It is the Jido blue jean swimming briefs for men.
The what?
The Jido. It's like a Speedo, but made of jeans.
Oh my God.
A retailer is turning heads online and hoping to turn heads on the beach with an unusual new garment, the Jido, a blue jean swim brief for men. The swimsuit available from the online retailer Shinsey is designed to resemble a drastically cut down pair of jeans. The website acknowledges the $39.99 garment might not be to everyone's aesthetic tastes. It says it's like eating a bag of chips in church. Everyone looks over at you with disgust, but deep down, they want some too. That's from the product description.
That is for gay men.
Or Jason.
it might be from Europeans.
The website also offers a faux denim one-piece swimsuit for women that resembles a pair of overalls without the pant legs.
Oh, my God. Like, that doesn't bother me as much because you'll see women with that, the cover of their bikinis going in. But no, not the pair. No.
Oh my God. They have oh God.
Those are a pair of cutoff shorts.
They will give me $10. If we'll give you $10 if you let us in your box, subscribe to emails. So they also have the Daytona Dong Sarong Jido swim brief. They have the black acid watch denim Speedo.
Oh God. No.
Let's see what sizes they come in. Oh, it's small through double XL. Let's see how double XL is 42 to 44 inch waist and small is 31 and under. I should message Jason to see what size he takes. You know, $40. $40 is $40. This site has they've got a variety of they've got a variety of everything from they've got suits. What are these suits? Oh, they're crazy party suits. Oh my God, this is a hipster heaven. They have one suit that looks like an American flag.
Okay.
Like blazer and pants. The Flavortown sleeveless blazer. It's a blazer with no sleeves and it's blue with yellow flames. Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
This site, oh my God, this is for the hipster and everyone. Oh, this is amazing. Our old pal Sam would love this.
Oh yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you officially saw this, but he posted the video. He is expecting a baby. He's reproduced.
Oh, cool.
Our boy Sam Platts is reproducing.
Congratulations, Sam.
Yeah. He told me a while back, so yeah. I just said I would not say anything until later. But yeah, it's shinesty.com, shinesty.com, and check out all the nonsense they have there. And if you want, send Jason a swimsuit and we'll get him to model it and we'll take a picture and put it on the site.
Yeah.
If you buy it. I'm not buying it.
Really?
Want to remind everyone that if you want to get in touch with us, there are a couple of different ways you can do it. You might have your own grievance that you want to say. You can call us anytime and leave your grievance on the WTH pod hotline. It's 916-281-9390. That's probably the best way to do it. You can reach out to us on social media too. Instagram's the best way there. But yeah, you can go ahead and leave us your grievance. If there's something that's bugging you, if you're drunk and you want to call and leave a message, go ahead and do that. You know, whatever makes sense for you. But again, that number 916-281-9390. Meanwhile, streakers are a thing. This time it's a hot streaker though. plugging a Russian porn site. The Champions League final just wrapped, and while there was a lot of action, the highlight might have been a model who risked it all to plug her boyfriend's porn site on the field. The streaker is is suspected to be model Kinsey Wolanski, who's dating Vitaly Zivizviz, the guy who set up a Russian porn site that the two of them must really be passionate about, because she ran out onto the pitch in the first half in a skimpy one's piece with his site plastered on the front. Security was quick to give chase and escort her off the field, but not before everyone got a glimpse of her body-hugging outfit and some revealing shots, both front and back. The outfit was a thong, so there was a lot of cheek to be seen there. Oh, and guess who else was watching? Daniel Kaluuya, who the actor from Get Out, who's British, outside of the Village Idiot on Melrose, where he was rocking an Arsenal jersey, and quickly gave TMZ his take on the game. Sounds like he was rooting for anything but a Tottenham win. So,
yeah,
good for him.
Yeah, one of the players was really enjoying her suit or lack of.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, why not? Hey, going back to the days of Morgana the Kissing Bandit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go back. Look that up, kids. Morgana the Kissing Bandit. I guarantee there's stuff on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It was the 70s. It was a crazy, crazy time. All right. Let's get out of here. Oh, hold on. I've started two things now.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Okay, we're going now for this. This is the first time I think we've done this. Redding, California has made small town news. Headline, first the Sundial Bridge and now this. In an effort to bring a New York artist to Redding to paint an oversized mural on the side of the city's historic Cascade Theater, it's on hold. At a community event in March, Reading Mayor Julie Winter announced a fundraising drive to raise $28,000 to bring in public artist BK Fox from New York to create a mural honoring the experiences of people who were affected by last summer's car fire while enhancing the city's downtown. Now, a local man who's immersed in Reading's art scene said he wanted to bring Fox here in June for a two-week-long arts residency to produce the mural titled Stronger Than Car on the side of the Cascade. But for now, Tyler Linehan says the project has been delayed, saying the Arts Council and Cascade have postponed the project as they nail down some of the additional details in the meantime. I'll call back around when I have better info that would help the article. Thanks for your patience. I love that they printed that in the Record Searchlight. On Friday, the mural efforts GoFundMe page said that it had $15,800 raised in the past 2 months. Donations shown there include $4,000 from the Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau and another $4,000 from the Neighborhood Church of Reading. The Shasta County Arts Council is collecting and managing those donations. But more than half of those donations came from two organizations. So we'll see. Will they be able to get a mural done in Reading? And why does it cost $28,000 for someone to come to Reading and paint something?
That's a good question.
Well, he is from New York City.
Yeah, but there are enough artists, mural artists here to do it for less than
$28,000.
I mean, they could probably hire 14 artists locally to do that.
Well, I mean, it's gonna cost a few grand in paint. I mean, I get it. But $28,000 seems a little high. They just want to be able to go, look, we got an artist from New York City to paint that. Now, to be fair, we've got a couple of murals around SAC because we've got a ton of murals here now that were done by artists from New York.
Yeah.
I don't know that we paid any of them $28,000.
No.
Maybe. I mean, I just don't know the answer to that. But I do know that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Kareem, we've wrapped up the evening. In short order without Jason. Thanks everybody for listening and downloading. You can of course follow the WTH podcast on Instagram at WTH_podcast. That's a good place to check us out. Of course, listen wherever you get fine podcasts, and we do appreciate your support. Coming up on Wednesday, we will have the episode that we recorded live at the Sacramento Podcast Festival. So get ready for that one. It's a little bit of a gem.
Yeah. And don't forget to shop the Target and Amazon tabs.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in around the Sacramento area, Kareem's exhibit continues until June 29th at the Brickhouse Art Gallery. So that'll do it for us for now. We'll see you next time on the WTH podcast. Bye-bye.
Touched a guy's balls at Hebrew school once.